Hey guys, it's Drew Papsky here, reminding you that July 22nd at 1 p.m. at Tattooed Moms in Philadelphia. It's on South Street. Come check it out. We'll be there for the Philly Podcast Festival this year. 2017 Philly Podcast Festival it is. We were there last year, had a great time. We'll do some contests, do some giveaways. We love doing our live show in front of people. Last year, we didn't talk about too much hockey because the fans didn't like it. So show up, we'll see what happens. It's going to be awesome, though. That's July 22nd. Tattooed Moms in Philadelphia on South Street, 1 o'clock p.m. Be there. It's on a Saturday. Come get drunk with us. They have great Bloody Marys. They have great tater tots, and we'll be there. So why not show up?
Street Bully Podcast, talking Flyers hockey.
Hey everyone, what's going on? It's episode 99 of the Broad Street Bully Podcast. Your last episode before 100, that's what's going on here. We're doing it right now. It's Drew Papsky here, talking to you about all the things Flyers, so not much going on. And Doyle's here as well. And Jeff DeAngelis, as always. What's going on, guys? How was your Flyers developmental camp weekend?
So good. Saw lots of tweets.
Lots of tweets?
Lots of three-on-threes.
Did you actually do a three-on-three tournament?
No.
Okay. I didn't either. I wanted to, but I had to work, so that kind of sucks. But anyway.
I just was lazy.
Yeah, was that Tuesday?
That was Tuesday, yeah.
They were all weekend, weren't they?
I wanted to do that, but...
It was at 2 o'clock. Everyone's working. Even I was working. I'm a teacher. But we have a very special guest this week. We got a comedian and... I'd say friend. I would say friend.
Yeah.
We're friends now.
Definitely. Yeah,
he's been in my house.
Ever call me that.
Got Gene Meyer over here.
That's what defines friends. If you haven't been to each other's house and you're not really friends,
that's true.
He just used the bathroom. I think we're friends.
Yeah,
now. I think that's how it goes. But Gene's a comedian from the Philly area. See him around South Jersey and Philly. Comes to our mic at Bobby Ray's. Hint, hint. Every Monday, and loves death metal.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Grindcore specifically.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
But I also love death metal.
Okay, that works.
It's fun.
Yeah, man. So, Gene, before you guys start to love him, he's a Rangers fan. I'm skipping. But it's all right. We had the great Derek Batichek on here. He's a Rangers fan. We've had the wonderful Joe Bartnick as a Penguins fan on here multiple times. Oof. So, we've had him on here. So, you're not. We had Joe Bartnick call in the week of the Penguins winning the cup and gloating. Oh. But he was very respectable about it. He was just happy and like, hey, man, it was cool.
Really?
Yeah, so you're not the worst.
Yeah, it's not a big deal to him because he's been there before.
Okay.
And everything. But, so yeah, Gene's on the show this week. We're going to go a little bit into Flyers talk and then see where the show's going to take us because besides a couple things with the development of the prospects, there's really not much going on in the hockey world right now.
No,
the Flyers
there is
are
not.
Out of most major rumors as far as I'm concerned, although Jeff with his hot takes on Twitter might be able to.
Well, I got some hot takes for you.
I'm sure you do. You always do. You never disappoint. And by never, I mean always.
500 degrees takes.
Oh my God. I thought it was getting hot in here already.
Takes are so hot that they're burning. Yeah. Third degree.
By the way, if you guys hear like a big whooshing sound during this episode, it means it got hot as fuck. We put the air conditioner back on. It is hot in the Philly area right now.
Oh,
it is.
God.
It's a scorcher, people. Remember that old Sears commercial where it's like they didn't get the air conditioning and tomorrow's going to be a scorcher and they go and get the air conditioning? And it's like, hey, tomorrow's going to be 95 degrees. And she goes, cool. You guys remember that?
No.
Do you guys remember the commercial from the 90s?
No.
It was a Sears like air conditioning commercial.
Familiar, I was eight. But...
I don't remember. Yeah,
whoa, what are you trying to say?
I remember that Sears sold Craftsman.
I mean, I blocked out most of Craftsman my childhood, tools. But I remember that.
Yeah.
Just remember, you remember Ooh. That in the funnel cake times, huh?
We're gonna play that commercial later, just
with,
to
your grandpa
to rectify my what happened.
Rectum
anyway.
Spied. Your grandpa did.
No. Speaking of hotness, look at these hot young boys right here. So today was the annual Flyers trial on the aisle, which culminates the end of the whole prospect.
They're all over 18.
Yes. So here's a delay.
Look at these hot young boys.
It's my favorite show of the summer every year because they just take all the prospects. What they do is they do
it truly is.
I'm
going to
give
Friday.
You a throwback on who's got a hotter bod.
Okay.
So NHL account tweeted out a photo today, a throwback to 1993 of Eric Lindros and Rod the Bod
shirtless?
Next to each other. Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, they were just about to square off.
You get more of Rod the Bod, but Lindros is showing off some arm action.
Yeah, and Lindros had a bunch of chest and arm hair. He was like an all-American Canadian. Like, you know, just like a, he's just like a Grizzly Adams kind of guy with his chest hair. Rob Brendan Moore was more physique, like cut, toned, waxed.
Go on.
Oiled men.
Oiled. He's like working on a car, you know. He's
exactly.
Like sweating a lot.
He, until age 45, he could run a mile faster than a 17-year-old godforsaken cross country runner. Like, he was always in the best shape. So I'm going to go with Rod the Bod, not by talent. I loved both those players. Lindros was my hero as a childhood, but I can't let that get in the way of a nice toned Rod the Bod.
Well, you know who Rod the Bod's wife went for?
Lindros, apparently. Yeah. That was the rumor. That's why I got traded.
Allegedly.
Yeah, that was Twitter before Twitter was Twitter. That was a hot take.
Yeah, every time there's a player that there's a little controversy around, it's like, oh, he must have banged the captain's wife.
Yeah.
Or like a scorer's wife, because Hartnell banged a Carter's wife or whatever it was.
Other way.
Oh, that's right. Carter banged Hartnell's wife.
Even
the
Blackhawks, they said Patrick Sharp banged Duncan Keith's wife or something.
Excellent.
Like,
but actually, Patrick Kane just forced himself on Duncan Keith's
that's
wife.
True.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Just kidding. He was acquitted, but
and
still.
Then he stole Patrick Sharp's DNA and rubbed it all over the wife's face. It's like, man, there you go.
We don't support that kind of assault on this show. I'm just saying. That's probably what happened, though.
That's assault, brother.
That's what happens when you don't get that pick back in 2007.
It's true.
You just hope bad things were to happen. Because, as you know, Gene, you're a Rangers fan, but we got James Van Riemsdyk second overall. First overall was Patrick Kane, and that was our worst franchise season ever.
Damn.
So on the show, we kind of get really angry and we talk about that every, like, what, three episodes at this point, I think it is.
And plus, didn't they beat you guys in 2010 in the Stanley Cup?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that part, Gene. Thanks.
I'm sorry.
Guess who scored the game-winning goal in Game 6?
Who the fuck invited this guy?
Was it?
Yeah.
Who scored the game-winning goal, Jeff, in overtime?
It was Patrick Kane.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick came full circle. Philly fans didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I could come full circle.
Wait, no, but you know what? When the Rangers lost in the Stanley Cup in 2014, do you know who the top goal scorer for the Kings was?
Was it Jeff Carter?
It was Marion Gabrick.
Oh, yeah.
Which really fucking sucked.
That stinks.
So I feel your pain.
The Kings took a lot of other players and made them better, or other teams' players and made them better.
Yeah, everyone's like, well, the Flyers players, I'm like, they don't always go there directly. It's kind of indirectly usually.
Well, Carter.
They had four, though, at the time.
Oh, yeah, they did, for sure. But most of them were indirect. Like, yeah. It wasn't like a direct route.
Oh,
it was
Well, Carter was like, how am I supposed to bang Sloots? Columbus sucks.
It wasn't like a direct route to the West Indies. They had to go around, you know, a couple places.
Yeah, they pulled an old Columbus, and they got lost.
Yeah, it was like, well, Gagne went to Tampa Bay first, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's my new character. It's called Exploration History Reference. You guys like that one?
Yeah.
It worked.
You thought it was going to be a Cold War, but you were wrong. That's coming later.
He ventured west like Lewis and Clark.
Yeah. Speaking of coming later, can't wait to look at these pictures later. Look at all these boys on the beach.
So, yeah.
Look
then
at Strome's back.
Strome. They had signing stuff. Some lady. But the big controversy from this was not at Trial on the Isle. More people brought pictures of Trial on the Isle. But apparently somebody brought a hand-drawn picture of Nolan Patrick to the skate zone, and he refused to sign it.
Wait a second.
But then it came out that the guy made the whole story up.
It's probably fake news.
Was this person a child?
I believe he was a full-grown man and a Devils fan.
Oh, well then, what was he, David Putty?
Well, first off, that's 100%
Devils!
Second, how fucking creepy is that? Like, a guy coming up to you like, hey, you sign this picture I drew of you.
You take the picture of George Costanza from Seinfeld where he's on the chaise lounger, and you put Nolan Patrick's face on it, and you're like, could you just sign near the nipples, please?
I felt creepy going up to Flyers.
On the buttocks.
I felt creepy going up to Flyers at the bar. That's why I was like, hey, man. Just like, I just said, like, what's up? I didn't, like, say, hey, can you sign his napkin? Someone's like, dude, you should come to sign your napkin. I'm like, no, that's a horrible idea.
Yeah.
This is at his place of work. And they're like, can you sign my pink hair? I drew this.
I hope
why are you making that sound, you 30-year-old man with a beard?
What? I'm 24.
Remember we saw Chemo teaming in at the bar one night?
With Hal Gill, that tall fuck.
And you, like, walked over to him and, like, said stuff to him.
Yeah.
I gave you props on that, and I didn't have the balls to do it.
I was pretty fucking drunk.
I was drinking a White Russian. Like,
if I'm drinking a White Russian tonight, it's my little nightcap. Like, it's time to go to bed. You drink something sweet so you don't break the whole fridge when you get home.
Did anyway?
Yes.
I always, like, whenever I, like, run into someone who's, like, famous, I always have, like, dilemma in my head, like, do you think they really want to be bothered right now?
Of course they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met JBR and teaming at the same spot at Skibinski's in Cherry Hill. Also, Drew kept looking at me because I had a Flyers shirt on. Looked at me, looked at him, looked away. I saw, caught him looking at me again. I think he was trying to see, like, does this fucker know who I am? And, like, trying to be like, I'm cocky because I'm, like, the shit.
Yeah.
So I just gave him a nod. I was like, this. That's all I did. Because I was like, what am I going to do? He was with a bunch of girls. Like,
Of course he was. Yeah.
Scare away those girls.
Yeah. Yeah. I probably would. Like, hey,
who's this 45-year-old guy?
Are you number 28 for the Flyers?
Thanks, Gramps. Yeah, now beat it.
Claude, I'm younger than you. I call him Claude just to be like extra French.
Yeah, of course. Claude. And he's going to be like, that reminds me of Pierre Maguire, and I fucking hate Pierre Maguire.
Where's a cop's ass I got to grab?
That guy's a dick. Anyway, speaking of Trial in the Isle again, I see Nolan Patrick looks like he's wearing Birkenstocks. And that really makes me think.
Sell. Get rid of yeah. him.
Dude, yeah. Free the Birk. Free the Birk.
I don't know. Nobody ever said.
I'm a fish fan and I hate Birkenstocks.
Really? Yeah. I associate Birkenstocks with like fish and yeah. Dave Matthews and all.
I wonder
that,
if so. The team, like when they're on the beach, like you all have to take your shirts off.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what you do.
It's part of selling some merchandise. Like, oh, what, and people to cool them off a nice Flyers authentic jersey.
People get angry about the ice girls. It's just man meat being paraded around.
Well, yeah, because these guys are men. They have privilege, Jeff. Women, you know. That's just going. True. I'm reading the most recent Facebook post by a Philly comedian.
Yeah, that makes sense. Dude, Carter Hart could crush that kid. He's wearing a Leafs hat. What is that?
Oh, he's probably a JVR fan. Leafs
I'm
hat,
sure
Flyer
that's
shirt.
Nolan Patrick.
Or, yeah, that's what I meant.
So, yeah,
I could tell by the Birkenstocks.
So basically what happens is, Gene, so you know, I don't know if you know this. I'm sure.
And they all got in those bouncy balls.
They go on development camp in Voorhees at the skate zone where the Flyers practice. They do like drills. They end with a 3-on-3 tournament all week. It's kind of like just to get them ready for like going to the Flyers. Some guys are ready to make the team this year.
Yeah, and then
some guys go to the fam. Some guys go back to their league.
Hextall get to see like who's progressed.
Yeah, they have like one-on-one drills and stuff.
Yeah, they
like
say
that.
It's okay. Like nobody's being evaluated, but
yeah, they're clearly being evaluated.
They're definitely making a depth chart, like where are they close to development. But they end it by going to the shore in Stone Harbor and doing like a whole bunch of like
team building exercises games,
like,
and
like swimming tournaments or like, you know, run the canoe to the water.
Yeah,
and swim
carry
like
the shit.
Yeah, and they do like that kind of stuff. And it's also good because it really gets like fans involved and it kind of shows them. I mean, I'm sure the Rangers have stuff like this too. I'm not a big Rangers fan, but gets them in the Flyers organization. The Flyers, since Ed Snyder's started, has always been about.
Yeah, plus, that. Like, if you see from this picture, like, they're just at the table and, like, kids are coming up to them and having them sign stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool because that kid, when they're older, that one of those players might be, you know, like a top scorer on the team or something.
Yeah,
else.
And they'll be
it's
like, oh, cool. I met that guy. Yeah. And I met him
and he was wearing Birkenstocks and I called him lame.
He's hot.
I said, get some pay for the rest of the shoes. You just signed a contract.
The girl's wearing Crocs and she has something to say about his. I'll tell you. Look at Carter Hart, that slicked back hair.
Yeah, he's green.
He's brooding. I like him. All right, can we stop? It's getting too hot in here already.
So that was that.
Oh, is that your next piece of story?
So Jeff, with the Flyers update in the news.
I don't want to tease it, but Scott Laughton just signed for 2 years.
Hey-o. Did you see how angry Twitter was about that?
Yeah. 2 years, 1.9, that's pretty good. Yeah.
First they protect him in the Las Vegas draft, then they sign him to 2 years. Who
I don't know.
Flyers?
Scott Laughton's whatever, it's cheap.
I mean, yeah, worst comes to worst, he's like a above-average AHL player.
I mean, every team has tons of players like that. I'm sure the Rangers do, too. They're average and cheap.
Above-average, yeah, I think the whole team is that.
Do you guys have any young players, though, that are like kind of on the bubble that aren't sure if they're going to make the NHL? They do. They don't hold it for long. They're like, they have higher ceilings you thought when you drafted them.
It depends. Like, we develop players, but right now, the roster always changes every year. But we just signed Brad Smith to something like 2 years, and he's a really good player. And I don't know, like JT Miller for a while was like back and forth, and same with Chris Kreider, but now they're pretty like established.
Yeah, Miller
guys.
And Kreider looked like they had flashes of like, they always played well against the Flyers at least. It's when I watch them the most. I watch like, I'll catch a couple other NHL games throughout the year, but I mean, I'm an NHL network, so
right.
It is what it is. But I remember Kreider and Miller like, oh, these guys are pretty good. Same thing with what's his name, the fast bastard that went over to Penguins.
I know who you're talking
Hagelin.
About.
Carl Hagelin. Yeah.
He's great. Yeah.
But the Rangers just lost someone good to the Knights. Linus, maybe?
I'm trying to remember.
Oh, what, from the expansion draft?
Yeah, the Vegas picked him up. And he was supposed to be good. He was fast. He was a winger.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was like some Swedish name. I'll see if I can find it.
How happy are you that Girardi's not on the team anymore?
I'm, you know, I didn't mind him too much, but I have an uncle who's like a huge Rangers fan, and he fucking hated it. And before Girardi, he hated Delzato. Because he plays hockey, my uncle, and he's a defenseman, so he's always super critical of very defenseman.
Yeah. Don't pinch there, kid. Delzato's just caught there fucking porn stars rifling. Yeah.
From an outsider's perspective, Rangers fans turned on Staal and Girardi, I think, pretty quickly.
I think Girardi, but I haven't heard too much about Staal too much.
They make a lot of money, more than Andy McDonald, and we hate Andy McDonald.
Yeah, I think money, how much the cap hit and the years you have left in the player always affect your perception of them. Because if I always said McDonald's making like $2 million less, everyone would like put him up as like the third pairing hero, or like he's mentoring Provorov and all that stuff like that.
Yeah, and it was Oscar Lindberg.
Oscar Lindberg, yeah. He was pretty good too. He was like a face-off specialist. So,
a lot of teams just ran out of protection spots. Flyers were in a good spot that way because they only had like five people of value that they had to protect.
And all the other guys were too young to be eligible to be picked up, which was awesome.
I was the one name I saw the Golden Knights, they got Marc-Andre Fleury.
Yes.
I was surprised, but then I realized because the Penguins have Matt Murray, so they have... But I feel like a goalie is like, you can never have too many good goalies.
Well, I mean, it paid off for the Penguins this year.
Yeah.
Because Murray tore his groin in the first round.
Yeah, and Fleury had to step
in. But apparently at the trade deadline, Fleury waived his no-trade clause and said that he would be exposed at the end of the season.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn. He kind of knew his like writing was on the wall. He already won, you know, three cups there. He was kind of like, know what? Like, I'm gonna paraphrase what Joe Bartnik said, big Penguins fan, big hockey guy. He was like, he's going to go there and be the ambassador for Las Vegas. He's a chance to be the star player there bring the hockey to that area and really like end his career by like, you know, maybe not winning another championship, but like
establishing. Really,
yeah, he's going to be the guy.
Kind of like maybe Shane Doan will go to a team and win a cup, and Marc-Andre Fleury will go to a team and not win a cup, but Shane Doan helped build up Arizona hockey.
If Shane Doan won a Stanley Cup, it would ruin his whole career.
Why would it ruin his whole career?
Because his career was built on averageness and mediocrity.
But he was a good player, though. I like Shane Doan.
Was he the guy who just got cut by the Coyotes?
Yeah, and he's been there for 73 years.
And like they've only like gone to the playoffs once or something?
They went
back. Two or three times, right? I don't think they ever
really
made it past the first round, though.
Yeah.
Even when they had Mike Smith, like, after they got rid of Brizgalov, they were still
decent, they had a pretty good defensive team, yeah.
There was one year I think they might have made the conference finals, I remember. But.
I think you're right, and I think they may have lost to, was it the Ducks when they played? No, it couldn't have been that.
Maybe. The Coyotes, like...
Has Shane Doan signed anywhere yet?
No one wants him. Nobody wants him or Jágr. Jágr is just fishing on Twitter. Did you see all his tweets where he's like, why is nobody looking for me?
Yeah.
He posted the picture of him when he was like 25 and he's like shirtless on the phone.
He's like, come on.
It's like, well, yeah, you were like the best player in the world at the time and now you're like this voodoo reincarnated old man.
Yeah, he's just good still. It's crazy. He's still strong on the boards.
It's nuts.
To think the Flyers passed him for Mike Ritchie.
Mike Ritchie was a... kind of sounds like Christina Ricci who's hot, so I have to say the pick was pretty good. I don't know.
Just for the sheer hotness factor.
Come on.
Yeah.
Seen Black Snake Moon? Come on. Go back to Gene's point, though. 2011-2012, the Coyotes lost to the Kings in the conference final. After beating the Blackhawks and the Preds.
Yeah.
And that was that was the hangover season for the Blackhawks. That's why they didn't really have a great season. Right, they already won the 2010. We don't talk about that. It's okay.
Damn it. They also lost that was when they had to get rid of like Bufflin and
they got rid of Ladd and all that stuff. All like those
Or maybe
players.
They lost a bunch of guys the first time.
Yeah, cuz I think Hossa's contract was like
they went into a huge salary dump.
Yeah, they had to get rid of all those players and they lost a pick too for like they did something illegal, didn't they?
I don't know. Those are the Devils.
That was Kovalchuk, right?
They got shiesty with Kovalchuk.
I'm pretty sure the Blackhawks did something too, but I forget. It was 7 years ago. I've drank a lot of beer and done a lot of things to my body since then.
That's such a long time ago.
Mainly eat a lot of 7-Eleven pizzas.
Fuck.
Ew. Speaking of Kovalchuk, do you think he makes a jump back to the NHL?
I thought he just signed for another year in the KHL.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't been paying attention.
I don't think he will because I think he in the KHL, like he.
I think
be
he's
just
staying
the guy there, and
then he was talking about this is the year for the Russians to win the Olympics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That too. Yeah. It's also less physically demanding to play in the KHL. From what I've read, I never actually played in the NHL or the KHL. I know I'm
July 10th.
Oh god. Yeah.
signed a 1-year deal to remain in the KHL.
Yeah, I remember someone saying that
with St. Petersburg, not the team that perished in the
Olympics would be a big thing. What are your thoughts on that, about the Olympics, Gene?
You know, so last year was the Summer Olympics, and it was the first Olympics in my life that I could not have given less of a shit about it.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, oh, well, at least there's the Winter Olympics, because that hockey tournament is so amazing. And then I found out that they're not letting the NHL players play.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't understand it. Like, who's going to watch Olympic hockey with, like, college players?
Yeah. No one. Or the Russians.
It's really disappointing.
That's the only reason why Russia's going to win.
Yeah, I think coaches are angry because it puts their players at risk. One, it costs them money because, like, nothing happens for 2 weeks.
Right.
And, like, with the John Tavares situation where he, like, broke his leg at the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Islanders' second half of the season torpedoed into the ground.
Yeah.
Like a Malaysian airline flight.
Yeah. I don't know that. Like, I feel like one thing it like, the potential selling point would be that the Olympic tournament would bring in a lot of people who don't normally watch hockey, so that when it ends, they would, like, hopefully transfer that excitement towards the rest of the NHL season and be like, yeah, oh, I know that guy. He's Canadian and he's on this team and blah, blah, blah.
I know the NHL wants to really push the World Cup of hockey.
Yeah, that's the thing they really want. That's because that's their branding on it. Yeah. It's all the NHL players playing versus each other. So it's just
that. So, like, they push that super hard at the beginning of the season and, like, everybody, I think NBC had huge numbers for everybody watching.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think it really sucks for the guys that are from the smaller European countries, because they kind of get lumped in with everybody else in the World Cup of hockey. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It's really a sense of pride. You play from, like, I don't know, I'm going to go back, like, Norway or something like that. There was only two or three Norwegian players ever to play.
Yeah, imagine, yeah, like so imagine playing, like, the Czech Republic trying to play without, like, all the guys they pull from the NHL.
Yeah. Like, they're going to get destroyed.
Yeah.
And, like, just that's a point of pride, though, for them. Like, I get to play for my country, small country, represent. Like, I play in the biggest hockey league, one of the biggest hockey leagues, if not the biggest. I think it is the biggest in the world.
Probably.
It's a lot. So I sent you that commercial for later. Just
thanks.
So you have to, this commercial will make you guys know it. Should we watch it right now? I mean,
yeah, we probably should.
Should we? All right, here. Do you have the sound on right now, yeah, Jeff? So this was the Sears commercial.
Okay.
Damn it.
I told you that.
Good job.
Yeah, God damn it.
Good damn job. It.
It's muted.
I already did. Oh,
here we go.
Let's
turn it up.
It's muted.
Son of a bitch.
Dude,
I'm not good webmaster, man.
I know. Well, wait.
Or board guy.
Wait, Jeff, say it one more time.
I said I'm not, but you're not either.
Like, you say I'm not one. I want to isolate that audio.
Turn it up, please.
Okay. Tomorrow's going to be hotter.
Hotter?
Like, I do remember this now.
Oh, I do remember this.
Yesterday you said you'd call Sears.
I'll call today.
You call now.
I'll call now. Yes.
Now's the time.
Oh, you know what? I do.
Dude, yeah, watching this, now I remember. Why the hell did you remember this?
I remember him saying, I'll call now.
No payments until August.
Two syllables, Jeff. Autism.
Yeah, man. You pulled this out of thin air.
Who puts this on YouTube? Who, like, takes the effort?
People that have nostalgic, you know, memories that want to bring them back.
Dude, yeah, like, look.
Wait, you've got the punchline. You forgot. You missed the punchline.
Oh,
I remember this too. Yeah,
the Muzzy commercial.
Oh, learning. Yes, that's French. The pre-Rosetta Stone.
Children aren't French. Oh, yeah, this one.
And they've acquired their amazing new. How'd you get that
pearl necklace? Oh.
Remarkable new video language program for children developed by the British Broadcasting Corporation.
I'll teach you French. I will.
With incredible ease, four delightful videos.
What are those? Oh, a VHS.
Muzzy. Yeah.
Dude. Do you remember the...
We're becoming a BuzzFeed article. Remember back? Only 90s kids will remember this commercial. You have to go back to that. You have to go to that
what
Sears
was the guy's
one.
Name in Breaking Bad?
Jesse Pinkman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The actor was in, like, a bunch of Pops commercials.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
Aaron Paul.
Yeah.
Big forehead McGillicuddy.
Yeah, you should put those on.
So what's the paper say about tomorrow?
Another scorcher.
Cool.
See your hair is all, like, normal. Like, back when Sears did your air conditioning and not someone that hired a bunch of immigrants behind a Home Depot.
Dude, back when Sears was a store, I feel like there's, like, two left.
They still have tools for Father's Day sales.
Do they? Yeah. I thought they sold all their tools. I thought they sold Craftsman to, like, Home Depot or some shit.
I mean, maybe I'm just living the American dream in my head still, where Sears is, like, the go-to place. Like,
yeah, I don't think it is anymore.
My mom bought a
I think it's, like, where retail goes
back.
To die.
She bought a dryer from there a couple years back.
Last time I was in Sears, it was, like, all old people.
I think it still does pretty well, right?
I feel like they filed for a lot of bankruptcy.
I don't know if they filed for bankruptcy, but they closed a pretty good amount of stores.
What are you,
recently.
Michael Scott? I declare bankruptcy! Okay.
That's not how that works.
Sears stores, 8 more stores closing in 2017. Oh, so damn. That means they closed a bunch already.
Damn. Oh, boy.
That's tough.
Well, where are all the towns from? Oh, they're all in like the Midwest and like...
Oh, the Midwest. Yeah. That's stupid. Oh, I live in the country. I'm going to have my biggest fear is tornadoes.
Even...
I think you're really alienating our Midwest audience. Yeah. Like some flyers, Jeff.
There's only, what,
wait,
Sean?
Is Leonard Midwest?
No, I think Sean's Indianapolis. He doesn't count either.
Oh, yeah, Indianapolis. It's like a place of nobodies. Why not, Sean? You're cool. Don't call in again and say my thighs are wide, you fucking asshole. Sorry, that was only to Sean Moore and nobody else.
Was he the one that said you fucking suck or whatever?
No, that was the guy who the guy who did the voicemail last week with the song.
Is he the same guy that didn't leave his name?
Oh, you weren't here
time?
Last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, but is he the guy that didn't leave
no,
his name?
No, we don't know. Nobody ever claimed ownership to that.
That's not the guy. He called in, just didn't leave his name. Like, hey, we have a voicemail line set up, you know? By the way, Jeff, do you know when they, just to the fans, no, what do they call to get on that?
1-800-PUCK, yeah.
No, not 1-800-PUCK, yeah.
No, you can't. It's 856-347-PUCK.
There you go. That's what it is.
It's going to be misleading all the time every time you mention that now.
But he said, you have sugar? Is that what he said about
something
him?
About diabetes.
And then Jeff.
My stats stink.
And then my thighs are wide.
And Drew's thighs are wide.
He is spitting 100% facts.
No, yeah. He's not.
Your thighs are pretty wide.
My thighs are muscular.
Yeah.
Doesn't make them not wide.
Oh, my God.
They're wide enough to keep you off roller coasters.
No, that was
not
last
anymore.
Year. That was last year.
You what are we going to
do?
You kicked off a 2 Six Flags roller coaster when you're going through a rough time of your life. You're a fat guy all the time.
Wait, you got kicked off a roller coaster for being too fat?
I would.
Yes.
I wasn't.
Not
safe,
necessarily
wasn't safe
kicked
enough.
Off. He was never allowed on.
Oh. I got on, and then went to the lap bar. I went to go
he
down
had to be
way.
Escorted what? Off.
Yeah. Security
really?
Had to come.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not getting out of this fucking chair.
It never happened. I was on a field trip with high school students, though. That was the worst part.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh.
And his girlfriend was like, this is so embarrassing.
Shut up, you're going to pass your calculus test tomorrow.
The best part about it was you said a guy who was fatter than you got on the
yeah.
Roller. He was like 5'4" and like 400-something pounds, but because of his like legs, I guess. I have a big ass and I got big thighs.
He's like sweating and she's like,
I'm just making Sean Moore sound more right here.
Oh, man.
But I got on all of them this year. Lost some weight and went on this year.
Yeah.
Killed it.
Little victories.
The one I was just jamming in like this. Hell like Mark Wahlberg in that one movie where he's punched himself in the chest. Like just jamming in with my elbows to get it in there. And the guy's like, hey, that worked. You're good. I'm like, cool. And on El Toro, my legs were just like, can't breathe.
Oh, man.
It was like tying off like a vein for heroin or something in my thigh. How tight it was. But, you know,
dude, how
fun.
Scary is El Toro, man?
It whips you around.
Yeah. I remember the first time I went on that, like going over, like going down the drop and like over the first like little hill thing that they have. I thought I was going to like fly out of the seat.
We're doing favorite roller coaster rides. Calling it 856-347 Puck for your chance to win. What are we giving away? Nothing. Okay.
Nothing.
Make sure we're all good there. But yeah, is that it for the Flyers news this week?
Yeah, I think so.
There's probably a couple more things, but who cares?
Well, there was an article by Tom Docherty, who might be the new Tim Panaccio, who just said that Carter Hart's already mentally fit for the Flyers' future, clearly throwing shade at Steve Mason.
What, he pulled
just gonna throw
DSM
that out
manual on him? Yeah. When I look at his... Yeah.
Just going to throw that out there, throwing shade at Steve Mason.
Do you ever think it was, or did you read the article? Or you just read
headlines? Yeah, I'm just going to read the headline. That's all that really matters.
Just like anyone else on social media. Read the
second headline. Canadians, desperate, might offer to Mark Streit.
Really? They don't want Andre Markov because he's asking too much?
Well, yeah, he's too expensive. How wild is that, though?
They don't want Claude Giroux?
Mark Streit stinks. Well, no, they re-signed Galchenyuk, and now they're going to work a trade.
Doyle, last week was so calm and peaceful between Jeff and I. Yeah. It was like the Christmas truce of World War One.
So,
it was so nice. But you come in here and start stirring up your fucking shit, and you get Jeff off on his Twitter.
Well,
fucking
no, because I kind of mentioned it, but then...
And I lose it.
I kind of mentioned it, but then Drew stopped me. So now that Galchenyuk signed for an affordable rate, he's much more enticing to Hextall to trade for.
Yeah.
And the Flyers need a true number one center because Giroux soft as baby shit. So
there you have it.
The narrative
deal.
Writes itself.
Damn.
Writes
take.
Itself.
Hot take.
That's just what Jeff does. He says things he doesn't believe. He's like a goddamn politician.
Really? Are you like one of those like NBA bloggers where you
exactly?
You,
well, if it
but
happens,
like the hockey version.
If it happens, I will take credit for it. But if it doesn't, we'll never speak of it again.
Yeah. He just likes to make me angry and say stupid things.
Yeah.
You know, because his stats are always wrong.
I can relate to that, though. Yeah. Very, like,
that's why I brought you on the show. Yeah. I actually have an intervention for you two saying dumb shit.
Intervention.
That pisses
intervention.
Me off. It really aggravates me. I have an Uber story, if you guys would like
to go for it. Let's hear it.
So,
passenger or driver?
I was driver.
Oh, boy.
Yes. I was
the hooker. The hooker was dead before she got in.
So, you know, I picked up, went to this place in South Jersey. It was a mom and her daughter, right?
Nice.
Hot.
walking up to the it's raining now, walks up to my car, opens the door. I'm like, hey, how's it going? And she's letting the daughter in. She's like, okay, take care of my baby. She's going to grandma's now.
Oh, boy.
And I said, oh. She's like, yeah, so make sure, you know, I have your number, so make sure she gets there, okay? I'm like, okay. And then she gets in the car. I was like, how's it going? She's like, good. And she just, the girl, little girl talked to me. And I was
like,
juice
a blow?
I was waiting for Chris. I used that word, but not in that advert.
Oh.
I said, do you want to blow up something? And I just throw something in the mailbox.
And then you yelled, Allah Akbar.
Allah Snackbar?
Was the guy from, was the guy from To Catch a Predator.
I was
going to
say, I'm waiting for Chris Hansen.
Why don't you take a seat?
Yeah. Chris Hansen popped my back seat. I'm looking in the rearview mirror. How about you take a seat? I am sitting. Pull the car over. But it was such a weird, like, would you let your...
Absolutely not.
I was baby driver.
Would
this
I let my child go with a man who looked like you?
Yes.
No way.
What if I look like this?
Yeah. No. You look like Santa Claus, but like Santa Claus's drunk brother.
Yeah.
Who was brought up on sex assault charges and can't live near the North Pole because of Megan's Law.
God damn it.
Damn, that's really specific. Wow.
I thought about it.
What would be Santa Claus's brother's name? Don't say Fred Claus. That was a dumb Vince Vaughn movie.
Fuck.
Would
Mitch.
It be
Mitch Claus?
Mitch. A drunk
or
brother
sentence.
Mitch.
Sentence clause.
You bet all the toys on the goddamn racetrack, Mitch. Sorry, that was Gandalf.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
But anyway, yeah,
Gandalf
so
clause.
Driving a 10-year-old was weird.
Okay.
And then that was just
Yeah, I don't think I
did you tip?
Like I think no, she
didn't. What the fuck?
But I did know.
yeah,
I dropped off at grandma's like senior living home where she was living.
Oh, boy.
Pet her cats. The girl's very like I don't know. She's very well-spoken and articulate for a 10-year-old. Like, she seemed like she was kind of like a, you know, she's very like, oh, yeah, you know, I just do this. You know, I'm not, I mean, she's like taking pictures outside my window of like the field we're driving by.
Keep the car running. I gotta go steal the money from grandma's wallet. I'll be back.
Dude, we would have split that shit. I mean, that girl would have been like, rocked. Like, yo, you're my new best friend. Let's go out.
You ever ate a South Philly taco, kid?
Dairy Queen's like, no.
Let's go. Off the clock.
That will be making an appearance on the next week's 100th episode. the legend of me after a show getting drunk as shit eating a South Philly taco on someone's stoop.
Nice.
Do you know what South Philly Taco is, Gene?
Is it a taco place in South Philly?
No, it's not.
Oh.
This is something only depraved people know about. Either you're drunk or fat, or in my case, both. last February, I did Jess Carpenter's community construction show. Wonderful show.
Nice.
And it was near Valentine's Day. It's going at a rough time.
Okay.
I had a girl sing, kind of like leave. And
all right.
I was really drunk and happy, and I was off the next day. So I walked to Jim's Steaks. You got a cheese
yeah,
steak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right on South Street.
Yeah, and you walk to Lorenzo's.
Jeff can't control
and you
got
a slice
right
of
now.
Pizza.
It's one of my favorites.
The
stories.
Big Lorenzo slice, and you put the Jim's cheese steak in the pizza and roll it up. And you eat it,
kinda,
but if
like
you're me,
taco.
You get a warm-up slice of Lorenzo's, which is fucking huge.
A warm-up slice.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. You don't want to just eat that on an empty tummy.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to hear that full story and Jeff and Doyle's reaction and my self-pondering of whether I should kill myself or not, that'll be on next week's show with a wonderful clip, because 100th episode will be a clip show with our commentary and all that stuff on
nice.
It. And if you have any last-minute additions, I'll say it's the end of the show. Tweet at us, email us, puckyeah@broadstreetboy.net or whatever else you want. Or
voicemail.
Oh, yeah, you can leave a voicemail and say, hey, I want that one where you do this, but you got to get it to me by Wednesday. No, by Tuesday.
Hey, do that one where your thighs are really pale.
Yeah, because on Wednesday night, we're listening to those clips and commentating before and after them, so it should be fun. But, yeah, that's a 100th episode thing. Yeah, so my Uber thing. I also had a girl this weekend. This is going to be like the
Who
life.
Was a boy?
Because it was Tinder stories and Drew last summer. Now it's Uber stories.
Yeah.
That's where my priorities
well,
are.
Well, you meet
right
so many
You've
cool people
up
driving Uber.
Is what you're saying.
I'm not going to watch titties. Bam! See? I'm back up.
Why can't Tinder stories and Uber stories combine?
Yeah.
Because I don't shit where I eat.
Tuber stories.
Uber,
but
your
I have
Tinder
shit in
dates.
My car. So.
We all
true.
Have.
I actually was like talking to one girl for
By
a while.
By accident. It was a
her
shark.
Friend passed out on her because her friend was talking to her boyfriend. You know when a girl's like really drunk and she breaks up with a guy?
And she cries? Yeah.
No, not even
they
that.
They all cry.
This was, this was the vengeful, like, you know, Anakin Skywalker version of that. So the girl was like, listen... I'm going to use her name so I don't give a shit. They'll never know. Charlotte, you really shouldn't call. Remember earlier night you said, don't let me call him? Is that still the plan? She's like, that plan's off. I'm calling him.
Oh,
and
God.
She's like, you really shouldn't. I was like, no, don't. But I was just like, something. And I just like listening to music. And then she comments on my music saying, you listen to stuff my dad listens to.
Ugh.
I don't see you as a jazz person. It was like funky jazz. Just like instrumental stuff. Yeah. No one can say.
You probably look a little bit like her dad.
I was hoping that, you know. She was
a dad.
Listen,
she
bitch,
wants to fuck.
People only know you from the top of your head, so
shut up.
They were law students.
Nice.
You're talking to me or the girl?
Both.
Now we're talking. Now I'm talking like walking. All right. So then okay, she, no. So she calls the boyfriend. Guy and starts saying some really inane, just like,
oh boy.
Listen, no, he's not sleeping. See, I fucking told you he's not sleeping. Talking to her friend, goes back to the phone. Oh, what's up? What are you doing? He's like, stop saying I love you. Stop saying, no, don't say you love me. Fuck you. What are you doing? Like, no, I went out tonight. Yeah, I went out with people. I got drunk. Yeah, so what are you doing? And she starts saying it. We're just not talking anymore. We're just never going to talk ever in the universe. It's really dumb. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like,
dude, this is so uncomfortable.
A really emotional,
this is
drunk
giving
person.
Me, like, it's just so cringeworthy.
Yeah,
right now.
Well, I had to sit there and I was just like, this is my life. I'm getting paid to listen to this.
And but you're just looking at your GPS and it's like 20 more minutes of destination. And you're like, fuck.
And her friend was just going, oh. In the background, my friend was hammered too. Then she like passed out. Like, we're gonna get some pizza. It'll be fine. She's like, don't call him again. She's like, I blocked his number. I'm not gonna call him again. And I'm like thinking, you could still unblock the number.
Yeah,
but, you know,
exactly.
You should have threw that in.
So then me and her friend,
this boat's having a block feature.
Drove him out to like the suburbs, like 25 minutes away. Me and the girl, her other friend that wasn't passed out, had a lovely conversation about life and things. And I switched it up to some 90s R&B to shut her the hell up about my dad music. I got like three compliments on my
what
my
was
music.
Your dad music though?
It was funk jazz Pandora. It was mostly like, it was instrumentals mostly, really upbeat. It was Funky Friday. I can't drink, so I
Funky
wanted,
Friday.
Yeah, so I wanted to play some, like, you know, and know what? Everyone, I've seen people online. Like,
oh, wait a minute. What time was this?
This was around 1 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
It was upbeat stuff. I'm like, listen, right. I don't like playing. I like a lot of kind of music, but I don't want to play all classic rock all the time. Everyone likes that. I don't want to play rap I like because it's bad words. I might say the driver had inappropriate. You never know you're going to have a car.
Swiss death metal.
It could, Swedish death metal.
Swedish death metal.
Inflames, motherfucker. Yeah, you an Inflames fan, Gene?
I actually saw them when I was in high school.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I've seen them a couple times.
They're pretty tight.
Yeah, I really like them. I used to like. I don't like any of their new stuff, but I used to like a lot.
Every metal band, it's like the early stuff is the only good shit.
Except for you. You like Saint Anger. I've been meaning to pick your mind about this. Or is that a troll? Was that a troll?
I view Saint Anger the same way I view like Tim Tebow. Like, I began ironically being a fan, and then at one point I just like switched over to actually being a fan.
It's a pretty solid album with some good tracks on it.
It's, you know, like, yeah, the production's not great. Every song is like 2 minutes too long, but Frantic is an all-time banger.
Yeah.
And when I'm on tour with my band, like, we will just listen to Saint Anger, and like, I don't know if we're being ironic and enjoying it or if we're just actually enjoying
it. You guys are playing a game is gonna turn it off first.
Yeah.
Frantic is a great song. I deadlift like 400 pounds that song without even getting off my feet, just like, love that song.
I just love saying that it's my favorite album by them, and everyone, all and especially all these like casual Metallica fans who are like,
I heard Master of Puppets once.
Yeah, and they're like, how can you say that? Can you? And it's like, dude, fuck you. Like, I listen to Gore Grind like 23 hours a day, so like, I'm allowed to like whatever the fuck I want.
You tell Gene about your encounter with a casual Metallica fan.
Did we ever go to this on the show before? If not, whatever. So my my buddy,
time he looked in the mirror,
had a. Are you trying to imply I'm a casual Metallica fan, Jim?
Ooh, he called you a poser.
If only my shotgun wasn't closer, I would put it in your mouth and make you suck on it.
Yeah, do that.
Is that what you call your penis?
Bring back those pictures of those boys.
No, that's what I'm talking about shotgun. I want to murder Jeff.
The boy pictures are the shells, if you know what I'm
some
saying.
Hot young boys.
The cream of the crop.
Yeah.
Rise to the top.
Hey, macho.
The cream of these hot young boys.
The cream.
Cream with some hot young guy. No, cream with some young guys, whatever. Whatever Wayne's World. Anyway, stupid reference. Only 90s kids will get all these references.
Yeah.
So this guy's was wearing a Metallica t-shirt, and we were at this cigar bar just drinking for my buddy's bachelor party, watching the Flyers opening night. You're ready to go out to the strip club eventually because, you know, we had to bait the bride-to-be. Okay, I'm just kidding. We called him a bride because he was being a pussy.
Oh.
So we
I'm offended.
Well, you should be. Because you have one. So what happened was, this guy had a Metallica shirt, and I was just like drinking, like smoking a cigar, and he walked down and like, hey, what's up, guys? I'm like, yo, man, awesome shirt. And he goes like, it was Nuts Just For All t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And I was like, awesome shirt, man. Just make a conversation, drunk, being friendly. And he goes, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty cool shirt. It's an all right album, I guess. I mean, after this, it kind of sucked. And I was like, okay. And he's like, yeah, man, I don't know. I like all their albums, man. I like even like Black Album. Everyone says it sucked after that. I liked all of them. I even like some of Saint Anger. And he goes like, well, your opinion's fucking stupid. And just goes, this fucking nerdy tall guy with like a ponytail who had no business. Like, seriously, if I was that much of a bro, I would have, I could have rolled them out myself, but we had like 12 guys with us, so it just would have been like, were you really like starting shit with me over this? I was giving you a compliment about your shirt. And all my friends, of course, are gassing them up like, oh, Drew, you're his fucking bitch. And just they're all like giving them, like, they're all just drunk and being idiots. The Flyers are beating the Kings while Boyd Gordon scored, Matt Reed scored. It was a crazy night. And I was just like, all right, dude, like, whatever, man, like, it's fine. Like, I would start laughing. I was like, I'd like all those albums. Like, you know, well, you, and it came out of the bathroom saying, and you think that you just started it again.
Oh, my God.
And so,
yeah, time to recoup.
So, in order, to, and so instead of walking upstairs, I didn't want to call, but the place was really nice. The workers were nice. I didn't want to, we were having a great time. Like, no, what? It's not worth it. So, I just sat there as a co best man at this bachelor party. I will abstain and take all the shit I get. But I played Fuel on Mad Blast. I was like, fuck you, this album rules. And, like, and the guy, that worker came down there, was like, hey, you guys, you know a refill? Because he was serving a scotch all night. He's like, oh, you turned me down? Like, oh, yeah, sorry. We're just trying to make a point. He's like, yeah.
We heard you upstairs.
We heard you say, fuck you, this album rules. And, end quote. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, that was a good time, though. But, yeah, I cannot imagine just how they get mad they got. Like, dude. All I said was nice T-shirt. Like,
yeah,
and just for all, I'm gonna go on a limb. One of the songs won a Grammy. I mean, it's a pretty good
dude,
album.
It's like, yeah. Oh, it's great.
It's like a wallpaper shirt guy.
Who's that?
The from your story about when you went to the bar in Center City and you were like, there something about the Penguins were in the Stanley Cup Finals and you were talking to them about hockey, and he was like, "What are you, a Flyers fan?" Like. I'm a Penguins fan, and you're stupid, and you're just like, your shirt's stupid.
Oh, yeah. I vaguely remember that story. I was like, last year, wasn't it? Like,
he's like, how's the playoffs? Oh, yeah, you're not even there.
I was like, shut up, wallpaper shirt. like a 70s floral, like, wallpaper print.
And then
shirt.
His girlfriend's like, I'm so sorry, he's drunk.
And I was like, it's okay, you want to get out of here, Toots?
Yeah.
Want to go plow my car, I drive for Uber.
That's what I said in my mind, because I thought it was Dick Tracy for a second. I realized it was Drew Papsky in middle.
And then in her mind, she was like, what is my
comedian?
Doing at the
and
bar.
I walked away.
Yeah.
Why is my dad's friend here?
I get it, I look old, Jeff. All right. You so heard my set, I talk about it.
Have you picked up any Tinder dates as an Uber driver?
Dude, I haven't been on Tinder in months, man.
And by that he means...
How have you done
and
that?
And by that...
Okay, if you did, if like for some reason you're going on a date and your Tinder date orders an Uber and it's you.
And it's you. And then you propose to her.
Well, I wouldn't be working going on a date, but just for the sake of the story, I'd say...
Do you ever force her and be like... You're only allowed in the back seat. Just like
sit in the back, hussy.
Sit in the back, Miss Daisy. Have you ever picked up an Uber and made it into a Tinder date by locking all the doors and taking it where you want to go?
And putting up a divider glass.
I have to go to the airport, mister.
Jeff, ask me that question again in 5 years when statute of limitations is out. I will gladly answer that at a further time.
I'm trying to go to the airport. It's like, we're going to the bar.
Wait, I have a question. So you're an Uber driver, right?
Okay. Uber.
That was a dumbass question.
No, Gene, this is all a bit I've been doing. It's called Uber Driver Drew.
It goes along.
When you drive, like, do you make conversation with your passengers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I actually like doing that. I used to be a server, and, like, I'm a teacher, so, like...
Do you feel out the room, though?
I definitely do.
Sometimes people talk to me and I'm just like, shut up.
I know when to shut up, but also when like they start saying shit I don't care about. Like one guy's like, so, 5 minutes into my trip, telling me about music or whatever and like what I do and all that stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah, I do this, do that. You know, oh, that's cool. So what do you think about the President Trump, huh?
Oh,
I was like,
God.
Dude, there's 25 minutes. It was a long ride to come out to the Sugar House. I was like, there's 25 minutes left in this ride. You cannot answer this question right now. Maybe 3 minutes left, all right?
Yeah.
And I just gave my honest opinion. He's like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Like, he just talked to me about it for like 2 minutes and like he just changed the subject. But it was him and his son. I was like, who the fuck asked that to an Uber driver?
Who the fuck takes his kid to Sugar House?
I think what happened was he wanted to talk positively, not positively, optimistically about the president, and he was like, you know, he wanted to see where I was because he wanted to kind of share his thing, you know, which I don't give a shit.
I'm going to take my kid to Sugar House to leave him in the parking garage.
If I'm a close friend with you, I know you're not going to judge me. It's fine. But if I'm a stranger, even comedians I won't talk politics with.
Do not.
Yeah, Gene will tell you.
Do not do that.
Even if you think you're on the right side, you realize you're not because you're not with the hive mind.
Don't ever talk politics, ever. Just like you don't discuss how much money you make with people at work.
Don't discuss?
Yeah.
Discuss.
I thought you said suck such.
My speech impediment big. My tongue's too big for my mouth.
But yeah, I don't know, man. It was a weird couple days driving for Uber. But I had fun, though. I'm going to probably go out again tonight after I do comedy.
I don't believe it.
Heck yeah.
Wanker Wednesdays they're going to go to tonight.
Dude, fuck yeah.
With Gene, who's going to be hosting it. He usually hosts it, not tonight.
Though. Yeah, where's tonight that? I'll be running late. At Victoria Freehouse in Old City, Front and Market.
Is the host of the show forced into a British accent the whole time?
No. We do. The host, the guy who founded the show, has a British bulldog, and that's why. And it's a British themed pub,
right? Very wrestling of him.
Yeah.
So it kind of fits. I've actually been there. I'm looking forward to going, though.
It's usually, great.
I do another podcast sometimes after this, so I can't always go to the tap room in Jersey.
The one that Drew puts ahead of ours sometimes.
Yeah.
What's the podcast you do after this?
It's called Trivia Geeks. It's with Blazing Caribou. Yeah. It's like I do it online with the people. We do.
Drew's always like, we got to finish recording so I could do my favorite podcast now.
You double
really
timing.
Hurts. Yeah. It really
don't
hurts.
Believe this fake news, June. It's always me scheduling my life around these fucks. I let you into my house where my wife sleeps, where my children play with their toys.
You have a wife?
No, it's just a Godfather 2 reference.
Oh, okay.
It's my character.
That's what I thought. Okay.
I was just testing your Corleone knowledge.
Corleone.
Oh, right. Because they, yeah, all right.
And the second one where he gets his bedroom shot up.
Yeah, and he's talking to Fredo.
Yeah.
And then Gandalf appears.
I'm a Fredo, you're going to
die.
No,
that's Lord of the Flies. Come on.
Okay, all right.
Jesus. This new character called Doesn't Hit the Box on Movie Landings, or Movie References, true.
So we've got
articulate properly, Drew.
We've got a World Explorer Drew, or talks about World Explorer Drew. Doesn't hit the box of movie characters, Drew. Drives for Uber, Drew.
Can't articulate, Drew.
Can't articulate, Drew. We got a lot of Drews in this episode.
It's like a goddamn CIA agent working undercover with the Russians in the goddamn Cold War. Could you believe this? There it is.
I thought you said you don't like to talk politics.
I make a Cold War reference almost every episode since episode, what, 2?
Really forces him in.
Yeah.
Cold War, great Styx song. Have you heard it?
No.
It's the one right after Mr. Roboto. It's quite moving.
Really?
Yeah, I listened to it once.
I never actually heard that. I actually never heard that.
It's like Cold War.
You could have said any word there.
Yeah. It sounds like a...
He is a secret man.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
I do enjoy Styx.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Love that voice. I've ever been disappointed by a Styx song.
Styx does. What is it? Big Daddy, where it's like Styx catches a bad rap because most critics are cynical assholes.
Cynical assholes. Yeah. It's
like
true.
Styx and Journey and Foreigner were like all like chick rock bands in the 80s, but they were good.
I'm seeing Doyle and I are seeing Foreigner tomorrow.
Dude, hell
Jason
yeah.
Jason Bonham Experience.
Yeah, yeah, like they all catch bad raps, and they're all like chick rock. Ugh, man, Journey's terrible. But like,
they're a product of their time period. What? No one else is chick rock. All the glam bands back then. Only a couple of them have any meritable songs in my opinion.
Yeah.
As I got older, I'm like, no, what?
80s hair metal band.
Really, like, listen to that.
Every high school prom ends with "Don't Stop Believing."
Does it really?
Pretty
not,
much.
Not everyone.
Like, especially if you're from the East.
Some end with shootings.
Oh no!
All right.
Post 2004.
Get him out of here. Jesus.
The Red Wings still sing Don't Stop Believin'.
Yeah, no, they also sing We Miss Joe Louis Arena and Making the Playoffs Every Year.
And Gordie Howe.
And Mike Babcock.
Not quite
Mike
that Babcock. Melody, but you get the idea.
And Pavel Datsyuk.
And
all those Stanley Cup teams.
Nicholas Lidstrom. Brian Rafalski.
Chris Osgood.
Sergei Fedorov.
Yeah, that's my next one.
And Vladimir Konstantinov, Mrs. Walking.
Billy Leno. Oh,
Chris Chelios.
Yzerman.
Chris Osgood.
Igor Larionov.
Oh, my God. Stop with these goddamn commie names.
When me and my brother were growing up in the 90s, before I even paid attention.
Steve reference.
Oh, yeah. 10 things me and my brother did in
which
the 90s.
Which you won't believe that are cool.
1, show each other our dicks. No.
Oh, that's always cool. That's been cool forever.
We just,
my cousin did that.
We obsessively bought all these like NHL hockey player cards.
Oh yeah, cards were big back in the day, even in the 90s.
Yeah, and to this day, like I forget so much stuff. Like I don't know my parents' birthdays, for example. But like,
oh dude, life hack, put it in your calendar.
Yeah. And your phone,
Refresh every year. I use my Google Calendar, dude, for my one Gmail account. All my nephews,
really?
All my family members, I don't remember.
And then
all the
your
time.
Phone just tells you it's someone's birthday.
Repeats every year and just be in there. That way it comes up on your upcoming calendar, like Wednesday, like a little highlight. Wow. Yeah,
that's
so
very good.
Cut you off, but just
no,
you
know. No, that's just way more valuable than what I was
going to
say.
Anyway, what were you going to say? Sorry.
I just like, it's amazing how I just remember like all these fucking names. Like, great. Now I can't remember it. No, Chris Chelios was on the Blackhawks. The guy in the Capitals, Peter Bondra.
Peter Bondra, of course. Olaf Kolzig from the Capitals as well.
Adam Otis.
There was
Chevs McGivitty.
Wendell Clark, who was on the
from the Leafs?
Leafs.
Yeah, I remember Rondo Clark.
Darren Poopa, the goalie for the Lightning, right?
No, I think I had that card.
Yeah.
No shit, I think I had that card. Yeah, because between that and playing the actual Sega games, I remembered a lot of players I would never know because I would go into God mode and edit rosters, and I made the Kings drop Wayne Gretzky. Nice. And the Flyers picked them up, so I had Gretzky and Lindros crushing it.
Nice.
So I actually remember a lot of players that did the cards. I think just reading it and seeing it all the time.
Yeah.
As a kid, even like I didn't watch every NHL game. There's
Darren
NHL
Poopa
network,
literally looks like he huffed spray paint.
Oh,
spray
look at that mullet. Oh, my God.
Is he from Trailer Park Boys? What do you say, Doyle?
I did say spray paint.
Because I wanted to say spray paint. Oh, my God, he looks inbred.
Yeah, he has like a lazy eye. I'm stuttering Stanley. I just didn't get my words out correctly.
I wasn't plugged in. God damn it. This I pulled a Jeff.
This is embarrassing.
What, are you naked right now? Get it?
Said
better
my
name, Darren Poopa or Ron Tugnutt.
Oh, clearly. It's clearly Tugnutt.
Yeah.
I think Rod Tugnutt's a better one, too.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that guy.
How many kids did he fucking rape?
look at his glasses.
He truly looks like an awful man.
Do you think he wears
I don't say that as a joke,
mask?
But I kind of do. Like, he looks like someone from like America's Most Wanted.
It's the glasses. It's like that like
it's
late 80s, early 90s
creepy
look.
Fucking goatee.
Yeah, the goatee was never cool. Is this his...
You really, you really don't think the goatee was cool?
Not in the 90s. Oh, my God. God damn it.
It doesn't matter what you think.
I used to have a goatee. That's why I got kind of upset.
Yeah.
I had one for a little bit.
Yeah. Goatees were...
We were the Goat Brothers, is what they called us. We used to go around the high school hallways, flicking lockers.
There they are, the Goat Brothers.
They're not actually brothers, but they just call themselves that. Wow, that's great.
Nice.
This never happened. It would have been great if it did.
We would be like the reverse version of twins. Like, you would be tall, fat, and then I would be like short, skinny.
They used to call us there. That never happened.
I don't think being tall outweighs being fat, but fat outweighs being tall. I don't like how you use all my negative characteristics to describe me there, Doyle. You're a good way back. I was hoping our first child ever has it first. Like, yeah, we used to be called the Goat Brothers back in the day. Me and your dad used to, you know.
The Goat Brothers.
Taiwan on during third period, getting drunk in wood shop. It was crazy.
Your dad was a cool guy.
Never took wood shop.
He was Goat One.
Oof. There you go.
Everything I do for the show.
No, you don't.
That for you, Drew.
What do you do for me?
Everything I do, I did it for you.
Oh my God! All right, I'm sweating.
So goddamn hot.
Yeah. It is.
Let's turn the AC on.
We're almost out. We're actually running up here. I want to wrap
it
up.
I'm glad that somebody brought it up before me.
Oh, dude, I've been hot the whole time. Yeah. I'm just getting
I could
hot.
Just see Drew
I just didn't
glistening.
Want to be the first one to crack.
I'm like
crack.
A cactus just like emanating heat right now.
I can see Drew glistening and I can feel myself glistening, but I wasn't going to say anything because the last time we said something, Drew was like, I'm the fat guy and I wasn't hot.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's why
how many times
did I
call me fat in one episode, motherfuckers? 800 calorie yogurt today. You know what that tastes like? Actually, it's delicious.
It's really good. It yeah, good. Yeah.
It's Greek.
It's I had couscous for lunch.
I actually call it Grecian yogurt
healthy.
Now.
Greece.
I think it's going to catch on with the folks.
God damn it.
That are listening.
Was it, did it have fruit in it?
Yes.
Okay. What nice. Kind?
Mixed berry.
Oh, how you doing?
Nice. Friendly Farms Aldi brand, 65 cents per container.
I'm a big plain guy, but I actually.
You like plain yogurt?
With some nuts in it sometimes?
Yeah.
A little bit of cinnamon?
A little bit of cinnamon, maybe a little
plain
granola,
yogurt's
you know.
Okay if you
plain
put in a
Greek
good fruit,
yogurt's nice.
Like a strawberries
or
blueberries. Or
you. Get it because you're a fruit.
Yeah, I just dip my balls in it.
Yeah.
No, I was just saying you're
delicious.
A fruit. God. Oh. Anyway, guys, Gene, do you happen to know what time it is?
Yeah, it's.
Oh, no, don't tell me. I actually know what time it is.
Oh.
It's time for.
Shibadoo bop bop. Tweet of the week. Yeah.
Sorry, Gina, set you up there. It's that time of the show where we, the people of the show, and you, the listeners, the people we find on Twitter, don't even know we exist, tweet stuff, and we like it, and we read it out loud on the show for all of our enjoyment. So, Jeff, what's our tweet of the week this week?
Before I read the tweet, did you like the ending of that stinger?
How did it go on too long?
Yeah, on a scale of one to outrageous, how outrageous was it?
Are you talking about that?
Yeah.
I don't think it was long enough. I think we had another 5 seconds to really bring the point home. Yeah.
Today, this week's Tweet of the Week goes to Colin at USS Trashboat, friend of the rat, who said...
Oh, the rat Joe, you mean Joe Walker?
Who said, now, I listen to the BSB podcast for their high-tier social commentary and Cold War references.
Which I think we delivered on tonight, folks.
Wow.
We really do.
Nice.
The response to that was pretty good, too.
Yeah, it was because he was asking for recommendations for other podcasts. And
basically, the person recommended another podcast to them, and called him a fucking commie.
Yeah,
he's or like, a fucking Soviet.
Yeah, he's like, he listens to he listens to Broad Street Hockey.
Yeah,
and which is the pretty common Flyers podcast. You know, they have a bunch of people on there from they're aligned with SB Nation. They're pretty.
Yeah, they're probably
there.
The biggest one.
Yeah, they're probably the biggest one. Media wise. Right? So, but the one guy Bill, we're friends with on the show. He's awesome. So the one guy, so he was asking, he said, "You're a Flyers fan?" Oh yeah, listen to BSH too. He's like, "What are you, a commie for listening to them?" I guess taking the fact that he listens to us and not them. So I make jokes about commies being assholes. He's calling them commies, even though we're cool with them. It was just a weird thing. So the whole tweet chain was interesting.
Got a little out of hand. Takes one to know one, comrade, and I already got that one. Thanks, though.
Yeah, Colin took it like a champ. Haha, I like the BSB, and I also wrecked the BSH podcast, you fucking Soviet. What the hell did that come? Like, I don't understand what they were going with there. But anyway.
Well, they like us, so that's all that really matters.
Yeah, they like us. They really like us. I don't know why, but anyway, that was our
tweet of the week. Yeah! The guy who called Joe a commie also.
Okay, no, go.
Also loves cat pictures on Twitter.
I think it's.
Is this you?
Is it a guy or a girl?
Do you love
or
the cat girl pictures who on likes, Snapchat?
Yeah, did you just assume their gender?
I did, damn it.
Yeah.
See, high-tier social commentary. Yeah, deliver it all fronts. Boom, boom, boom.
Did you ever see that picture that was going around the internet? And I think it was like Rachel Maddow was like, women make less than men. And then the frame underneath it was like, are you just assuming there's two genders?
Oh, shit.
I don't appreciate that. Ask me how I feel about Rachel Maddow.
How do you feel about Rachel Maddow?
He stinks and I don't like
it. Get it? Because I just assumed
their gender. You wouldn't smash? You wouldn't?
No. I'd smash her dumb glasses she wears sometimes.
Oh, my God.
She's kind of...
You're telling me if she's like, Drew, your sweaty body and your Uber driving skills really make me hat.
Your sweaty, not fat body.
And she's like, oh, fudge me now. You're going to make me come or I'm going to kick your butt.
No.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I've heard her say too many stupid things. I'm like, know what? You can't teach
you stupid. You don't do the whole hate fucking thing.
I do.
If she talked like T-Rex, would you do it?
T-Rex has
all right.
A
so Drew's like, hey, what's up, lady? And then she's like,
oh my gosh,
you want me on top?
No,
God damn it,
I'll be on top.
You're gonna make me come, or I'm gonna kick your butt.
Yeah. Come here, Nair. Oh, baby. Oh, you make me so hot, Nair. Come here. Oh, you make me so hot.
God damn it.
And at this point, Drew's just like totally out of it.
Yeah.
So like he's just like super grossed out by it, but
God damn it.
Yeah, dude, that's hot shit right there.
For those of you guys who are wondering, that was a clip from my biopic. No, it's from Orgasmo.
Orgasmo.
Great movie by Matt Parker and Trey Stone. Creators of South Park and also other things of that nature. Book of Mormon. Team America.
I love that they like overdubbed the voice.
Well, because she was a terrible actress and she smelled.
Yeah, at least the director's
cut. So, like, they didn't want her to bring her back in to do any more sounds. And they were like, she was the smelliest woman ever met.
He took one for the team and the movie.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so no, I'm not banging Rachel Maddow, and that has been our segment of the week called Would You Bang Rachel Maddow or Not? Hey, that was a little too much.
We'll be back next week with Would You Bang Rachel Maddow?
Part deuce.
Has it changed? No. That was Bang Rachel Maddow.
Okay. So while I'm in this reflective state, I think as we're winding up the end of the show, it'd only be proper for me to do our second
to last
song of the week.
Dude, so, shut up. You're going to keep doing it.
No, I'm not. I'm walking out. I'm like Frank Sinatra in 73, and I'll come back in 20 years with New York, New York, with another hit and go out with a bang. But for now...
You're going in Christopher Walken, and you're coming out Christopher Reeves.
Spit has taken... special place in hell for you. This bit has taken
I don't think
a
you get the joke.
Me.
It's because his legs don't work.
Oh, I think we established that at the PodFest last year when you and Jesse talked about this.
Oh, that's got to make the
They used a handicap stall by accident. Yeah. It held up an actual handicap person.
Oh, shit, really?
One of my biggest fears, I always take the big voice.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And Jesse was commenting how, like, oh, yeah. Why'd you feel like a dick? Because you walked out with your legs at work, working God. Legs.
I was like, hold on, I'll be done in a second. Then I opened the door, he's just sitting there in his chair. I'm like, fuck.
He barely has control over his bowels. Anyway, so this is...
Jeff, your glasses fogging up?
Yeah, dude, it's so hot up here.
All right, let's wrap this up. This is the song of the week for episode 99. Gene, if you had any respect for me before this, you probably won't. But this is for the fans, people.
It's all gone now.
This is very reflective. This is the final song of the set, and the encore will be next week to close out this
Just
wonderful
bring
thing.
Jeff will come back with some. With
yeah,
some
but
songs.
Jeff's are always awful.
I know, yeah. They're not good.
This one goes back to the 90s. Keep the BuzzFeed theme tonight.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
It's reflective of the time.
Is this Casey and JoJo?
I'll never find another bit that's sweeter than you. Sweeter than you. I will never find another bit that's more precious than you.
Closer than you.
If you are close to me, there is no other. Close to me, why even bother? Close to me, I'm gonna miss you. Close to me, let's do another. There is only one song left in this thing, but before this, the song I sing, episode 99. My dreams have all come true, and I thank God that I can finally end you, fucker. Episode 99, a song of the week has flew. And I hope that you enjoyed this bit from Drew. Yes, I pray that you will like and subscribe to the show and shit too. That's it.
Oh God, it was
a
Drew song.
All of your like middle school dances too.
Yes, it did. Yeah. And yeah.
That was a slow song where it was like if you're a guy in middle school, like that's the only time you go on the dance floor to dance with a girl.
It's like, yeah, you wanna? I don't know how to dance. I
don't know how to dance to any of those other songs.
They played Alien Ant Farm earlier. I couldn't dance to that. Back on my fucking punks eating peanut M&Ms and drinking Coke. Not doing it yet.
I was in the cafeteria.
Those middle school dances where you're just like you're trying to stand as far apart as possible so you don't hit her with your boner.
I don't know what that is. So yeah, that was a song of the week, guys, and can't wait to end that. It started as a joke in episode 25.
It really did.
Doing it, and some of them were good, some of them not so good. However, next week will be the ultimate finale. We have Usher's making an appearance. Limp Bizkit's coming. It's
gonna
be awesome.
Hell yeah!
Oh,
awesome. Usher and Limp Bizkit. Wow.
Yeah, it's gonna be a great throwback to the 90s.
It's gonna be the Air Raid remix with Redman and Method Man.
No,
DMX. Yeah,
Redman. Nice. Sorry. Gene, I want to thank you for coming on the show, man. It was so fun having you, dude. I knew it'd be fun with you, even though you're a Rangers fan. But you have anything to plug? You know, your band or whatever, comedy, whatever you want to plug?
Your shot. First of all, I'm on Twitter, Gene Meyer Comedy. That's GeneMeyer Comedy.
Okay.
I help run the Wanker Wednesday at Victoria Freehouse every Wednesday. And my bands are terrible.
Okay. Well, Wanker Wednesday is an open mic and showcase every Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what time does it start?
It starts around 8:30.
Okay. So Wanker Wednesday, Wednesday, on Wednesday.
Yeah, on Wednesday.
I say Wednesday a million times.
At least your band plays.
Yeah. At least my band. Yeah. My grind band is called Bandit. We're doing a split with Chi-Pang, who I just household name, I know.
Oh, yeah.
And then my other band is called Crayon Mischief, and we recorded and it's
okay. So
else?
If you're into the heavier shit, go check it out. Check out Gene, but also support Gene. And dude, thanks a lot for coming on the show.
Dude,
and
no
got good luck and all that stuff. But you guys got anything before end of the show? I think we did it today. And
put the AC on this.
Yeah.
Okay. So tune in next week for the ultimate 100th episode. Clip-O-Rama.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're actually
Clip Daddy.
No,
or if we get lazy and don't cut the clips up, just fart jokes.
Yes, but I will do it. Also, thank you guys for letting us come this far. We couldn't do it without you, but mostly couldn't do it without, me. So, guys, we will check you next week.
Yeah, and if you ever see Jeff in public, just punch him, please. For love of God.
With one brass knuckle.
Please.
Not a whole bunch, just one brass knuckle. All right, guys, that's it for our show this week. Go check out Gene's shit. Like the show. Subscribe. Give it a 5-star rating on iTunes. Follow us Twitter at the BSB Podcast. We broke 500 followers. And like us on Facebook. Just do things with your life. Buy a fucking T-shirt. Bye.
This has been the Broad Street Bully Podcast with your hosts, Drew Papsky and Jeff DeAngelis.
Ed Doyle.
Available on iTunes, Stitcher, and BroadStreetBully.net. Follow the show on Twitter at the BSB Podcast.